Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Well, let's get in the Word. How many of you guys want to get in the Word? Anybody? Do you love the Word? Man, I'll tell you, tonight you're going to see why you should love the Word. If you're thinking, yeah, I kind of do, because when we think of the Word, we think of the Bible. And tonight, I want to kind of shift that for you a little bit. I want there to be a shift where you don't think of the Word being the Bible. You think of the Word being, and I'm going to fill that in. Turn your Bibles to the book of John and get on your phone and go to John 1. Turning your Bibles to John 1. Just make sure if you don't have a phone, I think our government gives them away for free. I don't know why you wouldn't have a phone. I know at Friday Groceries one time, there was a group that came in and gave away free phones. And we thought, oh, sure, that'd be amazing. Yeah, let's give away phones. The only bad thing is the next, like, 5 or 6 weeks, people are bringing those phones to our office saying, hey, my phone doesn't work, or hey, I'm not getting good reception, or the speaker's not very good. It's like, well, we didn't give those phones away. And they said, yes, you did. And we said, well, we didn't. Somebody else did. We just let them do it. But now that you have your phone, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Now, when we think about the Word, we think about God. He was in the beginning with God. Who's He? The Word was He. See, the Word's living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And everything that was made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Him, now who's Him again? The Word. In the Word is life. Okay? When you think about the Word, man, we think about life. When we think about the Word, and we're going to go on, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't or didn't comprehend it. Let's go to verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is only the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and life. Underline that, highlight that in your Bible, full of grace and life. So now, who is the Word? The Word, that we don't think of the Word being the Bible, we think of the Word being Jesus. See, you want to have a relationship with Jesus, you got to have a relationship with the Word. See, this is how we have it. Otherwise, it's all just fleshy. It's all just emotional. Man, we've got to get so much deeper than that, okay? Full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of His fullness we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. We stop right there. Now listen, the law was given through Moses, okay? A new day was dawning. See, what we're doing tonight is we're in the second mile, okay? This is teaching. This is layering for you in your life. This really honestly is true pastoring. This is true leadership here, where we're putting the Word out in front. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Okay, and darkness doesn't comprehend it. Stop right there. There's so many people, the initial lie believed to Christians is the devil will deceive them saying, hey, you don't understand the Word. And you'll say, man, I don't understand the Bible. I'll read it and don't understand it. Well, see, the Bible is contrary to that. So we have to either believe that, what we feel, that we don't get it, or what the Word says. And what the Word says is, it's simple enough for the smallest child to understand. So here, we can all get that, okay, full of grace and truth. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So now, we separate ourselves from the old covenant. We separate ourselves from the law. See, it's not just the law of Moses that we separate ourselves from. We separate ourselves from the law of sin and death. See, what's interesting is Pastor Sandy and I were at a Night of Hope in Washington, D.C. with Joel Osteen on Saturday. And Joel got up and it was just amazing because he got up and he said, you know, As soon as you give your life to the Lord, as soon as you raise your hand in a meeting and say, I want to get my life right with Jesus, I want to get saved, as soon as your hand goes up, you're forgiven. See, that's who God is. That's the hope that we have. As soon as you're in here, if I just stand here and I say, God, I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name, I'm forgiven. See, that's who God is. See, that's why the devil, that's why the deception doesn't want you to think that you can understand God's word, because it is that simple. It is that easy. As soon as you believe it, as soon as your hand goes up, you're forgiven. See, in Genesis 1, and again, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, and then it goes on. Do you understand six times now in the next few verses, six times it says that God said and saw. It didn't say he saw and said. It said he said and saw. Okay, the first one was, let there be light. And what happened? He saw light. See, so six times. And you might say, well, that's just God. Okay, except, let me break this down for you a little bit. That he's on the inside of you now. He has created you brand new so that he can mesh with you now. See, your flesh is going to feel like you don't fit in. My flesh continually makes me feel like I don't fit in. But I have to crucify my flesh. See, I have to put my flesh under so that it's like no matter how I feel that I don't fit in, I know I fit with God, so it doesn't matter how I feel. Are you with me on this? Okay, and now God's word says that to each of us, he's given us the measure of faith. How many of you guys have ever heard that? Raise your hand if you've heard it. To each of us, he's given us the measure of faith, okay? And now you'll look at it and say, well, man, there's somebody here that a family member just got a cancer diagnosis. It's like, oh my gosh, do I have the faith for that, okay? Is my faith weak? Is my faith strong? Let me explain this. God has given you already the measure of faith. The measure of your faith is contained right here in this word. However much of this that you have in your heart is how much faith you have. It's how strong your faith is or how weak your faith is. How much your faith is or how lacking your faith is all determined by how much of this you have hidden in your heart and you have operative in your life. So if you don't have scripture to stand on, if you don't have a basis from God's word to be able to counter that thought, that diagnosis, that whatever that is, then guess what? It's not going to work. Your faith, listen, the Bible says this, faith comes how? By hearing and hearing by the word of God. So now the word comes into our life and we hear God's word. And let me tell you, we activate God's word by speaking it. Remember six times there in Genesis 1, it said God said and then he saw. And every time, guess what? He said it and what he saw, he liked. He said, this is good. This is good. This is amazing. Man, this whole creative process, but it's all in us now. See, that's why the psalmist said, God created me a right heart. Because listen to this. Now listen. The seed, God's words is seed, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself in my notes, but God's word is seed. The soil doesn't determine what the seed produces. You just got to get that seed in your heart. God's word, seed. You got to get that seed in your life. You got to get that seed. Man, you've got to keep that in front of you. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, keep it in front of you day and night. Don't let your eyes depart from it. Man, you let your eyes depart and you scroll on your social media. I learned last night in Taylor's service that there's nothing social about social media. It's an oxymoron. See, but you look at it and you're scrolling it, or you look at the news, or you listen to the news. What do you have to do? You got to take your eye off God's promise to be able to put your eye on that. See, the amazing thing about our life is that whatever we aim at, that's what we're going to hit. So if you're like, man, I'm not reaching my goals, it's because you're not aiming at them. See, the bottom line is whatever you use this, see, the Bible calls the weapon of our warfare, that our tongue is of a sword. Man, where we aim that sword, that's what it's going to hit. But see, we've got to take responsibility for our lives. We've got to take responsibility for that measure of faith that God's given us. He's given us his word. That's what derives that measure of faith. It's spirit and truth. It's grace and truth. Do you see how that's always together? It's not just the spirit without the truth. It's not just grace without the truth. The grace, the power of God that's operative in your life is solely based upon the truth that's operative in your life. Solely. Man, no power, no truth. See, and here's the deal. But bad news is going to come. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. Bad news, the world is broken. The world can't handle us on it now. Do you understand that? Can't. That's why we're not citizens of this earth. That's why the Bible calls us sojourners. The Bible calls us immigrants of this earth. Why? We don't fit here. We don't have our paperwork here. Man, our citizenship now is in heaven. That we're actually seated in heavenly places in Christ. That doesn't mean your posture. That means in authority. That means like the term a seated judge or a sitting president. See, now we're sitting, or we have the authority of heaven now. See, and the amazing thing about this is we could go through this for years and forget and not realize and allow a situation to take over our lives. See, truth always trumps fact, always. You look at your facts, they are disappointing. You might need deliverance from your facts. Well, great. How are you gonna do it? You're gonna find the truth. Why? Because the Spirit, God's grace, God's power is gonna come along with his truth. See, it's not just our catechism, it's not just a devo that we're reading. The Bible says, listen, do you know what the Bible says the word is? Life to those who find it and health to all their flesh. Life to those who find it. You know what life is? Winning. You know what death is? Losing. Man, the bottom line with this is that death doesn't have any sting. The grave doesn't have any victory. Why? But things will happen. And let me tell you, when depression comes into our life, it starts messing with our chemicals. That's scientific. So you know what? We can medicate it. We can alter our chemicals, and you know what that makes us feel. But let me just tell you, or we can get on top of it in God's word. Man, what does the word say about your situation right now? But let me tell you, who you're around matters. See, I'll tell you why. I'm strong in faith, aren't I, Sandy? Man, my faith is powerful. If you've got an issue right now, who in here has an issue right now that you don't mind telling me? Okay, you don't mind telling me. You don't want to tell me. Do you want to tell me? What? Come here. This wasn't set up. I don't think I know this person. Do I? No. What's your issue?
Self-love.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. No, it is. What's your name?
Jaden.
How old are you?
17.
This is Jaden. Everybody Jayden. Say hi to, I'm sorry. Isn't that what I said?
I don't know.
Okay, you got to listen, okay? This is Jaden, my new best friend Jaden, okay? Do you mind if I tell my people what my new best friend's issue is? Self-love. What does the word say? I'll tell Jaden, I'll get this started, okay? And then I need some help, okay? You guys gearing up? I need some help. Do I need to go over to the helpful side, Sandy, or is the B team good? Oh yeah, I better come over here. Come on. Sorry, B team, not today. That's a junior varsity over there. Okay, this is Jaden. She's 17. That's my wife, Sandy. Okay, there you go. Jaden's created in Christ Jesus for great works. That God has a future for. And a hope for that she is fearfully and carefully made. You know, there's not another Jaden on the planet. And Jaden fits in the body of Christ where it pleases God. And somebody help me now. Who has something else that they a word for her? What's your name? Stand up and tell her. Marie, you're the head and not the tail. You know what that means? That you're above and not beneath, right? You're the head and not the tail. See, you're not the backside of anything. You're the front side of all of it. All right? But here's the deal. You've got to believe this. What else? Who else? You're blessed and highly favored. That's what the Bible says. So Jesus was the Word made flesh, and he dwelt among us. So Jesus is telling you that you're what? Blessed, highly favored. Do you know what favor is? Like, this is my son. Let's forget my son right now. Let's talk about my daughter-in-law. Is she favored at my house? Is she favored in this church? If she wants to go and sit down on that stage, can she? Yeah. Yeah. Can she? No. She might could, but he can't. But why? Because she's favored. Anybody else? Who else got something?
She's more precious than rubies and gold.
Oh. She's a school teacher. She knows what she's talking about. What did you say?
God thinks that you are more precious than rubies.
See, your worth is more than any. Like, we could all pool our money. And you, would everyone here, would you pool your money with me for her? Okay, but it doesn't add up to your worth. Does that make sense? And so now, what anybody else has thought of you, what anybody else has said about you, however you've bought in to some goofy lie, isn't that what you'd call it? Isn't that goofy? Look at her. My goodness, Sandy's ready to take you home with her. But the bottom line is, you can't buy that lie anymore. Do you understand? That's a lie. This is all the truth. You're the head, not the tail. You're blessed and highly favored. You're more precious than any precious stone on the earth. Man, but what has to happen is what's going to happen now. That's got to be broken in your life. See, what that is that you've got a door in your heart, and you're opening, like you'll have that thought, oh, I don't even love myself. How can anybody else love me? I don't want to put words in your mouth. But what that does is it opens that door, and the enemy can come in, the devil. The devil can come in and just mess with you. Devil can't kill you. Devil can't take your money. Devil can't, but he can mess with you. That's what he does. He messes with us. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's probably how it feels to you, like a lion just roaring in front of you. And I wasn't prepared. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't prepared for this kind of honesty tonight. I was expecting to pull somebody out and saying, I drank too much and, I yell at my wife. And that's easy for me. But this, my goodness, Sandy, this stops us in our tracks, doesn't it? This, do you understand? Can I help you? You're why we're here. I'm talking about me and Sandy. We started this as what, Sandy? This church 25 years ago was what? A youth church, because no one was valuing 17-year-old Jadens that are barely full grown, right? No one was. See, so we started this church for you. Do you understand that? And now you look at it, it's like that lie has to be broken. And I'm just the dadgum man for the job, because I'm mad now. You mad with me, Mark? I mean, because this is real. This isn't somebody going, well, I'm trying, my business is struggling, no. And this right here, this is going to launch you. You know how many people, Taylor, how many people are like her? No, because that's the issue now, isn't it? I mean, the big thing now is depression and self-esteem and the whole thing. It's like, I don't have that problem. You know what I mean? My ego's as big as this dadgum room. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't pass up a bet, because it's like, yeah, I'm going to win that bet. Yeah, I'll find. I went out to Taylor's building a house, and he's building a pond, and he's filling that pond up, and they're filling it with water, and as they're filling it with water, you guys are going to be here for a while tonight, so just settle in. They're filling it with water. I said, you know, we need to mark. It's going to take 220 days to fill the pond, right? Okay, because he's got a Jeremy. He has some conduit. He has a well with a pump in the well, and it's pushing water into this big crevice hole, 4-acre hole. Okay, and I went out there and I said, you know, I want to see how much water is being added to it every day. So he goes, how are you going to do that? I walked over and I had this golf ball. He goes, what are you doing with that golf ball? I'm going to throw it out there where that water is. He said, it's dead. It's 100 yards. I said, I know it is. Watch this. How far did it go? I think it's more. It was over 20. So I didn't get any roll either. It was bad. But... enough about me. Let's talk about me. But we can break this tonight. Can't we, Nina? Come here, Nina. Nina's one of my favorite people. An anointed... Nina baptized her. Well, you must have left this part out. Work with me. Okay. Now, you're anointed to do this right now. All right? So pray for her and break that thing in her life. Yes. 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 Amen. I'm proud of you, Jaden. Where do you go to school? Oh, good. I've heard of it. See, and you might say, well, God said it and saw it six times, but that's God. Let's go to Genesis 1:26, just a few verses after this. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. The next four words are pivotal to this. It's pivotal for you, Jaden. The next four words, okay? Let them take dominion. That's what this whole life is. This spiritual warfare isn't us combating like this. It's us just taking what's rightfully ours. See, that's what we have to understand. The warfare is in the taking. What the enemy's taking from you, man, I'm taking it back. I'm not letting the devil have my new best friend, Jaden. I'm telling you, somebody's got to check on her. Nina's going to be checking on her. Nina's going to be texting her. Nina's going to be having coffee with her. And I'm telling you, and it's not going to be long. How long would it take, Nina? 2 or 3 weeks? I mean, I'm telling you, she'll be, it'll be overcoming like by the truckload. Let them have dominion. See, let me tell you these points. Write this down, take a picture. You give voice to God's promise. God is silent without your voice. God speaks through his people. God uses people. The covenant he made is with his people. You give God voice. You give voice to the word of God. But the soul can't, excuse me, the soil can't not produce what's sown in it. So as Jaden sows God's word into her heart and God's word into her life and sows it, it's going to produce what God's what God promises. See, the seed has dominion over the soil. Please listen to this. This is powerful. These are closing points here. See, seed has dominion over soil. That's why God works this, seed time and harvest, because the seed has dominion over the soil. So the soil of your heart, the only way to keep your heart right is by sowing seed of God's promise into your heart. See, so Mark 11, 22 says, so Jesus answered and said, have the faith of God. For, and then verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doesn't receive any doubt in his heart, he'll have whatever he says. See, we say it, then we see it. We say it, then we see it. But see, there's too often that'll be like, okay, I'll pray. And let me tell you, if Jaden leaves here, and if Jaden continues to say, yeah, I don't feel good about myself, or maybe I'm depressed, let me tell you, whether you are or you're not, don't speak it. The Bible says, don't worry saying. It doesn't just leave with don't worry. Hey, don't worry, God's in control. Let me tell you, that's religious. And we're not a religious people. Man, we don't worry, speaking doubt, speaking unbelief, speaking fret, speaking anxiety. We don't speak that. See, so we have to understand that Jesus said, therefore, I say to you in verse 24, therefore, what everything up to this point is there for is what Jesus is saying. You got that? Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and then just hope for the best. No, what does it say? What does it say? But you have to take dominion. The devil's not just going to give it up. Man, remember the seven sons of Sceva? They went up to that demoniac and they said, hey, we cast you out in this Jesus whom Paul preaches. You know what their response was? Jesus we know and Paul we know, but who the heck are you? Why? Because their life didn't match up to it. Their words didn't match up to it. Man, what I say right now doesn't matter. From here on out, whatever Jaden says in her life matters. See what Jaden did tonight, and I'm telling you that most men in this room couldn't have done. If I'd have you get up and say, what's your issue? Well, unspoken. Remember those prayer meetings? I got a prayer request, it's unspoken. Oh, you got a porn problem, huh? I got you. That's what, for you girls in here that don't go to prayer meetings with men, when men say my prayer is unspoken, they have a porn issue, okay? They buy them a t-shirt, I have a porn issue, and it's unspoken, okay? But the point is, get with me because I got to close here. You're going to be here all night if you don't get with me. She's got to take responsibility now. That's what Nina's going to help her do. See, you've got to take responsibility. Otherwise, you're always climbing the hill. You're always fighting the headwind. You're always carrying the weight that you're not capable of carrying. God didn't build you to carry that weight. See, the understanding of this is that every seed produces after its kind. You sow God's word, you reap God's promise. Our words are seed to our life. I don't know if this is going to work out. Man, I don't know. The market has turned. I don't know that our product is, man, the preacher's getting older. I don't know if his message is relatable. Man, God just sent me a messenger, an angel from heaven whose name was Jaden, to let me know I'm relatable to 17-year-old kids. I'll come back. See, in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You've got to be speaking it all the time. You get that? Whether you feel like it or not. The Bible says, be in season and out of season. You preach the word, in season and out of season. Don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate. Listen, it's not on it. You meditate in it. You got to get into it. You meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. For then, now here's the clincher. Then, listen, it doesn't say God will. Jaden, you listening? Then you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. See, religion wants to say, hey, God will make you prosperous. No, you know what? God gives us the power to get wealth. And you'll think, well, that's awkward because I thought God wanted me to be poor. God doesn't want you to be poor. No, God wants you to be rich in Him. God gives you the power to get wealth, but that doesn't stand alone. The B side of that verse is to establish His covenant. See, that's what we do. Man, so many people, they'll give to government agencies, they'll give to people, they'll help people. But let me tell you where you give to. You give to the church because that's what God uses. And I'm not saying it because that's what I do for a living. I'm saying it because that's what I do. I'm not giving to a bunch of different places. I give to the church. Why? I want to establish God's covenant. Because I know the money that I don't know why I'm saying this, but I know the money that I give here is going to touch heaven. 1,706 kids got saved, and we put a dent in the fair. Have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Don't be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Jaden, you listen to this? The Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's what God said. Wherever you go. The more you confess the word of God, the clearer the image will be to you. It's not going to be clear unless you keep confessing it. You keep confessing it. Man, how you doing? I'm healed. Yeah, but really, really. This is what a lot of Christians, you know what they'll say? Yeah, but really, how you doing? Man, I saw that man right there in a really bad state. Begging his best friends for a chip of ice. It was so bad, they didn't want him to have a chip of ice. He said, Pastor, can I just have one chip of ice? I said, as soon as these guys leave, I'll give you as much ice as you want. But let me tell you something. Not a bit of doubt. Not a bit of unbelief. It was all from that measure of faith. And it wasn't, well, you know, I'm hopefully wishing that this works out. Heck no. This is working out because I say it's working out. This is working out because I'm going to take dadgum dominion. I'm going to force God's will onto this situation. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Greater is He who's in me than he who's in that diagnosis. How about that? That man's going to live and not die, right, Meg? That man's going to live and not die, right, Meg? No, but wait, there's problem. No, that man's going to live and not die, and I'm going to stand right there, and I'm not going to let this word depart from my eyes. I'm going to keep it in my mouth. What did Paul say? Man, the word of God is near you. It's in your heart, and it's in your mouth. God put it in our heart so that it could establish our life. God put it in our mouth so we could take dominion. The only reason you don't have dominion in your life is you haven't taken it. And you take it by speaking it. God spoke and then He saw. God spoke that 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 He saw. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak and then I'm going to see. Man, I speak that in your life. I spoke that over your baby. Man, I'm speaking that over your baby right now in the name of Jesus. That baby's going to fulfill God's purpose, have great friends. Grow up loving God, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. See, that's what we speak. And then what happens? And you know what? She has a baby. Man, that baby wants to run out in the street. No, you can't run out in the street because you got to fulfill God's purpose. I'm not worried about a car hitting you. I'm making sure you fulfill God's purpose. That's parenting. See, and that's who we are. The more clear the image is, the better it is for you to be able to do. And the more you confess it, the clearer it gets. You speak the word, you meditate in it, you observe to do according to it. You make your way prosperous. you have good success. Oh God, when am I going to prosper? You make your way prosperous. You have good success. God, when are you going to open a door? Are you kidding me? You guys are looking for opportunity. The Bible says God opens doors no man can close. There should be no closed doors in your life. Sandy, is my mentality that the doors are closed for me? No. Somebody comes in and says, well, I'm sorry, but it's sold out. Sandy will say, Bill, will you go take care of this? I'm like, what? Why don't you take care of it? No, you go take care of it. We're getting in there. See, that's who we are. We're the righteousness of God in Christ. You make your way prosperous. You have good success. When we live the truth, truth lived overcomes facts. Man, if I told my story, no way I'm standing here preaching at 60 years old. No way we're about to celebrate 26 years as a church. And it's funny because that's not a 5 or a 10 anniversary. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm celebrating every dadgum year because I know how this started. I know where we started. I just told Mark Goodnight something tonight. How long you been here, Mark? 23 years. I said, you know what? We're going to do this for a lot more years right here. You know why? At some point, Jaden is going to get her race legs under her. And she's going to start running that race to win. And you know what? She's going to be talking to little girls and people and saying, no. God loves you so much that you have to love yourself. That's how much God loves you. God's not going to let you not love you. Right, Jaden? That's not even an issue for you anymore, is it? You've overcome it, haven't you? Say, I've overcome it. Get up and tell these guys. Stand up and tell them. See? I'm not the devil, but I've scouted him for a long time. I know he's going to say to her, oh, that's just what you're saying. You're not God. No, you know what? She's taking dominion. Anytime you have a thought, that's a fiery dart, that shield of faith. I've overcome it, God, because the overcomer lives in me. God, I thank you that no weapon formed against me will prosper. God, I just thank you right now. I'm the head, not the tail. See, that's who we have to be. Truth lived. That's how you live it. You say it. And here's the deal, Jaden. You say it, you're going to see it. You say it, you see it. You say it, you see it. You say it, you see it. And I'm telling you, the devil will run and hide. The Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he has to flee. You submit yourself to God. You have a thought? Somebody wants to say, yeah, but are you having a rough time? I'm not having a rough time. Nah, because there's a curse that the devil tried to put on your life. And now that curse has been flipped, and the Bible says a curse causeless has no effect. And that curse has to go back from where it's sent. So now, whatever demonic force that was that sent that curse her way is dealing with not loving itself now. Because it has to go back from where it's sent. Is there anybody in here?